The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The practice in a way that maybe is supportive of you this morning is that I think all of you are probably well enough aware that if you sit down to try to be in the present moment or sit down to be present for something simple as your breathing, a common experience is the mind has other ideas for you. And the mind will wander off in thought and thinking about things or other concerns. And so some people then get frustrated at this because they're trying to be present, they're trying to be with the breath, and the mind is going off somewhere else. And when we do a mindfulness practice, it's best if you can help it. It's not always easy. If you don't get distressed or disturbed by this phenomena, but to realize that this is a common thing. It isn't that we're accepting it and just letting the mind wander off, but you don't have to be opposed to it. And if you can, but one of the interesting things to do when you're doing mindfulness practice is when your mind does wander off into something, take a few moments to not turn away from it, not let go of it right away, not come back to the breathing or something, not come back to what you think your idea of the present moment is, but rather take a few moments to realize that your thinking is happening in the present moment. Just to see it. Oh, this is happening in the present moment. I'm thinking about the future. The thinking about the future is happening in the present moment. And that way you're present, right? You're present for what's happening in the present, which is you're thinking about the future. So first, kind of see it as a present moment phenomena. And then in the most simple, obvious way that's accessible to you, just simply recognize what it is that's caught your attention, what it is that pulls your mind in that direction. Just a very simple acknowledgement, oh, so this is what I'm interested in. This is what the mind is interested in. It's different what I want to do. This is what, and only when you do those two things, you recognize what that's in the present moment. The part of it is you're thinking about the future or the past or fantasy or whatever it might be. So recognize that. And then a simple acknowledgement about what it is that you're concerned with. And only when that's happened, then come back to the present moment, then come back to your breathing. Does that make sense? Or if you're doing walking meditation, then come back to the walking as you do the walking. And so see what that's like. And if that kind of more careful monitoring and recognizing what's happening is included as part of your practice. So thank you.